2 degrees and a little bit drizzly in Nashville right now. We are under a flash flood watch, meaning conditions could be ripe for that throughout Middle Tennessee all day today. There is about an 80% chance of precipitation through the day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Well, we don't yet have crowd estimates for CMA Fest, which happened over the weekend, but one pedicab driver says Lower Broadway felt quieter than in years past. Dominic Ravelli was hauling a group of guys to the final show last night at Nissan Stadium.
No, I wouldn't say as busy as previous years. It seems like maybe there might have been less attendance, or just the road closures were a bit different than normal. It was just a bit different than other years, but, you know, all in all, it was a good time. Butt cheeks are sore.
Ravelli says he still got in a good workout every day, peddling out-of-towners to all the CMA venues. For the last 4 years, CMA Fest has created the largest weekend crowds of the year in Nashville. Data from the Downtown Partnership show nearly 465,000 people were part of the events last year, surpassing pre-pandemic levels. Nashville is creating a plan to protect trees, creeks, and grasslands around town for the first time since 2011, and officials are asking for the community to weigh in. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says the survey is limited, but there is space to provide specific feedback.
In the past 2 decades, Nashville has changed, along with a scientific understanding of its urban ecosystems. For example, extending natural buffers around creeks and rivers can reduce flooding and support diverse wildlife. Protecting street trees reduces heat and noise pollution. Protecting forests helps regulate water and prevents further habitat fragmentation. Safe pedestrian pathways to natural areas are linked to better mental health. Or maybe a pathway can become a natural area, like closing the busiest part of Broadway and turning the asphalt into a park. Reducing light pollution at night can let people see more stars and perhaps feel less isolated. The deadline to give Metro your perspective is Thursday. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Well, speaking of seeing stars, something called the Cosmic Kiss is set to happen tomorrow night. That's when two planets appear to touch. And in this case, it will be Jupiter and Venus that seem to come together. These are two of the brightest and easiest to spot planets in our solar system. Every 10 to 15 months, their orbits bring them in close proximity. But this will be the closest they've come in years. To see the kiss, go outside just after sunset tomorrow and look to the west. But be quick, as these two planets lie low on the horizon. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.